Brazil.
Brasil.
Last night you blessed our hearts.
Ontem à noite vocês abençoaram nosso coração.
Last night the whole audience sang the song together.
Ontem à noite a plateia toda cantou essa canção.
And it blessed us so much.
Nos abençoou tanto.
To hear you sing this song in Portuguese.
Cantar essa canção em português.
I want to know if you wouldn't mind.
Eu quero saber se você não se importar.
Could you do it for me one more time?
Você pode fazer mais uma vez cantar essa canção em português?
God's hand, no matter what language it's sung in, English, Portuguese, the message is the same. We don't have to worry about anything being our life being in God's hand, and we can be assured of the fact that God will fight for us, and so we have confidence. Today, I just want to encourage you on this new day to make a decision that you're going to trust God with everything. I want to welcome you to Morning Manna. Thank God for each week we come together to share a word out of the Word. Missed last Wednesday, but nevertheless, we're here today giving God praise, giving God thanks for His faithfulness. God is good. He's a gracious God. And don't you dare let this be a day where you murmur and complain, but you better find a way to glorify your God. You better find a way to open up your mouth at some point in the course of the day and give God glory. Things may not be always the way that you like, but He's still deserving of glory. Remember, your life is in God's hand, and God will find a way to defeat the enemy in your behalf. So I just want to encourage you today, no matter where you are, what you may be facing, and I'm not minimizing it. It's real, but so is the power of God. God is real. His power is present, and I want to encourage you. Let's go right to the word that's found in Joshua. Chapter 10, verses 12 through 15, reading from the NIV. And it reads, "On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, 'Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you, moon, over the valley of Ahijalon.' And so the sun stood still, and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as written in the book of Jasher. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. And there has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. And then Joshua returned with all Israel to the camp at Gilgal." I want to talk to you this morning from the thought, there's another victory coming, and it's in your mouth. Just imagine what it felt like to be placed in a position like Joshua, of being responsible not only for your life, but the destiny of others who were connected to you. And Joshua had been tutored by another great leader, Moses, and he had been assigned by the Lord to follow Moses, to learn, to minister to him, because God knew that there was going to come a day when there would be a transference, where Joshua literally was going to have to pick up the mantle and continue what had begun under the dispensation of the leadership of Moses. Moses was able to take them to a certain point. But God never leaves himself without a witness, a man or a woman who He anoints and puts his grace on the life. And it's not just about you, but it's about how we sometimes are used by God to help to usher in the next move of God, because God loves and is concerned about his people. And can I tell everyone listening to me that it is our faith that helps us to embrace our assignment. And if you are filled with fear, doubt, and unbelief, you will never be fully who God has called you to be. And so it takes faith to step into your assignment. It was not God, because God had changed his mind concerning those who had come out of Egypt and they failed to possess Canaan because of the delays in the generation, because they changed their mind because of fear and because of unbelief when they had come to a divine intersection in Numbers 13, and it was there that Caleb and Joshua said to the people that we are well able to take this land. Yes, there are enemies here. Yes, they're bigger than we are, but we see the evidence of what God said. We brought back the report, the fruit of what grows in this. It's a good place, and you're not going to enter into a good place, a prepared place, without there being some kind of opposition that you're going to have to overcome. But you've got to make a decision. Do I focus on the promise, or do I become distracted by whatever the problem is? And so the result was God delayed and set aside a destiny, an inheritance, but it was still going to come to pass because God had spoken it. And if you're not careful, you will find yourself this time next month still blaming others for missing it. But there has to come a time in all of our lives where we have to stop declaring the right thing followed by action. And so in Joshua 10, God is giving progressive victory to his people who have found their stride now, and they've started to follow the instructions of a leader who trusted God, even when things were stacked against them, but yet they continued to move forward. And early in Joshua chapter number 10, the enemies of Israel had come together. They had become angry with those who had helped God's people to experience victory. And so they were going to ally themselves together. Five kings were going to come together. And their assignment was to try to destroy Israel from going any further than where they were allowed to go. And it's so interesting how sometimes the enemy, he will bring people together who don't even like each other. He will bring folk together who have different agendas. But when they understand that they're coming against a man or a woman of God, sometimes even enemies will come to a place of peace among themselves in order to try to wreak havoc in the life of God's people. But I just want to say this morning that regardless of the strategies that the enemy will set forth against you, but we still have the confidence that's found in the Word of God that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God said that we would condemn it. And Bishop used to tell us that we can't keep the enemy from forming weapons against us, but we sure can have confidence in the fact that our God, he's able to give us victory over every enemy. And I want to tell somebody this morning, he's not happy with you being in what for you is the best season, in the best place that you've been in your life in a long time. And he wants to try to delay your next victory by testing you a second time. But God loves you so much that he had already prepared the place that we now enjoy. And the enemy doesn't like it because we've taken possession. And just because they had experienced a defeat in Ai in chapter number 8, it didn't stop their press. Because God said, even though you missed it here, Hataboshe, but God said, but I still have my word. My word is still out there. My word is still on your life. And even though you didn't see victory in one season, but God has a way of turning things around. He causes us to live through failure. He causes us to live through distractions. He causes us to live through sicknesses and disappointments so that we can get to the next chapter where even when the enemy joins itself together, but God says, I'm not going to let him win. I'm not going to let him win, but I'm going to give you victory. But you're going to have to open your mouth and you've got to say something. And so somebody, you had better grab hold of faith and say, I'm going to possess my Gideon, that place where there are mountains and valleys. Nothing is going to stop me. And I don't want to keep talking about it. I'm going to destroy every enemy that tries to invade my space and declare with me right now whatever God has promised me. You have to declare it with your mouth by saying, this is mine. Whatever God has promised. If God said he's going to heal you, then you got to say healing is mine. If God said he's going to open another door, then you got to say, God, I thank you for the open door. If God said I'm going to bless you with a new place of worship, then you got to say, God, I thank you, hallelujah, that you're going to bring me to the right place at the right time. Glory to God. So God has put Joshua in the ability in him that he can do anything. And I call this radical faith. Didn't matter that he had lived through a generation of people who were faithless. They lacked courage and were too small in their mindset in terms of who they were. But now in chapter 10 of Joshua, it's not disturbed that their enemies are angry because he knew that God was fighting for them. But in due time, whatever comes against you is going to come down. And we must make a commitment to stay in the right hand of God, which represents the place of power and authority. And so it says, one day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel. And Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you, moon, over the valley of Ahijalon. And the Bible says, so the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself and its enemies, as it is written in the book of Asher or Jasher. On the day in which God gave the victory to Israel, in fact, the enemy, Joshua, he stood in faith and said, we have seen one miracle. And now I'm going to open my mouth and I'm going to command an impossibility to come into manifestation. Let me say that again. They had already seen one miracle by the defeat of their enemies who were strong. But God said, you've seen a miracle, but in the midst of the miracle, you're going to declare another miracle. And he didn't panic or draw back. But in the atmosphere of victory, he commanded the sun and the moon to stand still over Gibeon. And it was not about him showing off as much as it was about him having confidence in the ability of his God to do the impossible. And then the Bible said the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. In other words, God said, I'm going to suspend the natural flow of things and I'm going to hold it back while you destroy the enemy. I'm not going to give you the advantage of day or night, but God said, I'm going to leave them in a place of wondering. I'm going to leave them in a place where they are disoriented. But you, Joshua, go ahead and destroy them while they are vulnerable. God said, I'm going to hold things, back while you get the victory. And so God, he suspended the natural flow of things in order to give his people the opportunity to defeat the enemy. And I just want to say that God will show up in those hard places. And he's waiting for somebody to rise up in faith and ask for the next hard thing. Before you allow the devil or your enemies to drive you crazy, you can't get caught up on where you are. But focus on your next victory. And I want to tell somebody that God is getting ready to make it better. Let me say that again. God is getting ready to make it better. As he makes you better, God's going to make it better. And so in verse 14, as I'm getting ready to stop, it says, there has never been a day like it before or since when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. While there may not have been another day like then where God caused the sun and the moon to stand still, but he's still a miracle working, I must say. He's still a miracle working God. And while he may not do that, but he sure will do what is needed in order to give us victory that we can see another miracle. Hallelujah. And his ear is still open to the cry of the righteous, not crying tears, but a cry of declaration. You're still here. Some started where you started, but have dropped off the scene. You made it when others didn't make it. You, like Joshua and Israel, are going to return to what represents your Gilgal, or place of victory. Now give God a shout of praise right now with your mouth. Glory, open your mouth. Gata Shemiando Saya. Give him glory and praise. Bless him for who he is. Thank him for how he's at work in your life. I've got the victory. There's a song that we used to sing, hallelujah. I've got the victory. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. When people try to discourage you or make you feel like that thing that is an impossibility, hold on to your conviction that God is going to move for you. Now, right now, let's begin to bless God. There's another victory coming, and it's in your mouth. But you got to open your mouth, even though you've had victory. But God said, I've got another victory that's getting ready to manifest. Glory! Hallelujah, and I'm going to confound the enemy. God, we thank you, and we give you glory. You're a great God. That's it, Amaha. You're a great God. Yes, God, you can do the impossible. Hallelujah. You're God. You're a miracle-working God. Nothing too hard for you, Lord. Father, I pray now that you would push back the hand of the enemy. God, I pray now for those who got bad reports. Lord God, you're able to reverse things. I pray for those who are discouraged. Let joy come. God, I pray for those who may have experienced defeat in last season. But give them to know, God, hallelujah, that you'll bring them to another place and you'll cause them to see victory. So I say to you, a liar, the blood of Jesus prevails against you today. God, we love you. We exalt your great name. Lift your people today, God, as we lift you. We look to you and we bless you. We thank you, God, that you've got all things in control. Now get the glory out of our lives, oh God, as we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. I want to ask if you would keep my wife in prayer on the day. She's going in this morning for a test procedure. But I just want to pray, and I want you to pray in agreement with me that God will reverse some things, no matter what they may think it is. But I want you to agree with me that God is a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. So again, lift up Pastor Nita this morning as she goes in the hospital for procedure, the test. Thank God for a good report. Blessing the Lord be upon you. Hallelujah. There's another victory coming. And the Shehemi Ansaya. And it's in your mouth. And you better open your mouth. And you better declare the joy of God. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom, shalom.